This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Ab Eberline. And last week I shared with you about some gear that I should have retired a little sooner. And today I'm going to share with you some ideas about other people's gear. Other people's gear that they didn't want anymore. My buddy Curtis and I were way up on the shoulder of San Bernardino Peak in the San Gorgonio Wilderness a couple weeks back. And, oh, we both have a really good eye for what does not belong in the wilderness. And Curtis spotted it first, a backpack hanging in a tree, oh, about 30 yards off the trail. So, let's investigate. Go up to the tree, and I immediately notice that the parachute cord, which is holding this pack up in the tree, has deteriorated considerably in the weather. Bits of this rope where the sun hit it the best were beyond fibrous. They were becoming powdery. So we pull the pack down out of the tree and we open it up, and immediately we can tell without looking any further it's been there for quite a long time, because where the opening at the top of the pack had been cinched, the surfaces which were exposed were faded to a nice white color, whereas the surfaces that were folded under and protected were still black. We're talking about beneath a nice big limber pine up there around 9,000 feet elevation. So this pack was in the shade much of the time, thanks to the tree. Oh, more evidence that it's been hanging there quite a long time. So we open it up looking for ID. My first protocol is always to return gear to its owner if possible. Maybe there's a name on a permit. Well, there's a tent in its stuff sack and a Therm-a-Rest mattress and an amazing old stove. I mean, I've never seen this particular type of stove before. This type of stove with little canisters that have a rubber gasket and slide onto a pin, kind of like the pin you use to put air in your basketball. Wow, where did this thing come from? Long story short, there is a permit down in there. A permit from 2010. This pack has likely been hanging in this tree for 7 years. We load it up with our gear. We carry it all out. Much of it went to the trash. But a few pieces will find further use, because they're in better condition than that backpack that I should have retired that trip. So looking forward to seeing you, learning how to cache things properly in the wilderness, and going back to get them if you do need to leave them behind. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.